وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن أول بيت وضع للناس الذي ببكة مبارك وهدى للعالمين، فيه آيات بينات مقام إبراهيم ومن دخله كان آمنا. صدق الله مولانا. Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, in His very, very great mercy and kindness, has blessed us all the Muslims, with this wonderful occasion of the season of Hajj. From the first of Shawwal, that is when we are after Ramzan, our Eid's day. Most of us, we get happy that Ramzan is finished, now it's Eid's day, we can eat again, and we can enjoy ourselves again. But our great elders, Hazrat Manana Shah Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, says, when the moon for Ramzan Eid is sighted, my joy and happiness is that the season of Hajj has started. The month of Shawwal, Dhul-Qa'dah and Dhul-Hajjah is the motion, the season of Hajj. And anyone, when you meet your beloved, this is what Hajj is all about. You become extremely happy. A boy who gets married the day he goes to his in-law's house, how happy doesn't he get? A girl who stayed by her in-laws, just married, she comes back home again. She feels so happy to be back with her family, etc. So this is the time to be with Allah Ta'ala. So this is the period that we are in. And at the moment, mashallah, how many hujjaj there are. Makkah Sharif is full, it's vibrating. Medina Sharif is full, it's vibrating. And really, our hearts at this time should be attached to Makkah Sharif and Medina Sharif. Because we are very weak sign from our side if the thought of Makkah and Medina also do not come to us. Like for example, a person there is going to be a wedding in the family and a close member who you love also you desire. But on the wedding day you become so ill that you cannot go. You will form, you will make, please make me mark. Your heart will be there all the time. Now this family member has come, we should have met there, we should have been talking. It's only natural. You should have been thinking about it all the time. Like that, this great occasion of Hajj and the Marakis, the centers of Islam, Makkah Sharif and Medina Sharif. And what a great event is not taking place. If we just put our minds in a satellite mode and see people from every nook and corner of the world are coming there. Mostly nowadays by aeroplane, then soon the Arabs will come, by buses they come, by cars they come. And at the Hajj terminal, we all must have experienced that. Every minute, 2 minutes, a plane is landing. This group of Hajis from Nigeria are coming. That group of Hajis from Malaysia are coming. This group of Hajis from the UK are coming, and everyone in ihram, and everyone's tongue, one and the same thing, labbaik, Allahumma labbaik, labbaik, la sharika laka labbaik. Makkah Sharif at the moment is vibrating with labbaik, and how wonderful is this. So Allah gave us this wonderful season, though we are not there. Most of us, inshallah, some parents, family members are there, little bit by that, but just this is an ummah thing. This is about the ummah. We should be attached to Makkah and Medina Sharif. We should be making du'as for the hajjis. That Allah make it easy for them. Let everyone's hajj be successful. Everyone benefits fully. This should be natural within us. Because such a great and very fortunate is that person who is here in Azad world, anywhere in the world, but his heart is connected to Makkah Sharif. And very unfortunate is that person who is in Makkah, but his heart is at home. His heart is in the business, his heart is in the politics, his heart is in the sports, and while there, he's following the news of sports, etc. That will be a sad, very sad reflection. But a person who is not there also, not going for Hajj, but his heart is there. And may Allah, that we visualize the tawaf taking place, we also making du'as in our heart, how the hajjis are making du'a in tawaf. how they are making dua in Safa, Marwa, etc. And then soon the day is going to come that they're going to Mina. And then all the activity of Mina. And then again Arafat. What a great day, our heart should be attached there. Then the night of Muzdalifah, back to Mina, pelting the shayateen. And then again, making qurbani, etc. And tawaf again. What a wonderful occasion. And this all builds up now to the stage that where we have come in today, the first of Zulhijjah. This first 10 days are even more super greater. From the beginning of Shawwal, the whole month of Shawwal, the whole month of Zulqa'dah, very great and blessed and honorable days. We should also ask ourselves, did it dawn in our hearts that we have come in this very special occasion? Like Ramzan comes, generally everyone is aware of Ramzan. Alhamdulillah, TVs are put off, women put on scarves on their heads, people take out Quran Sharifs and start reading, the environment, the whole mood changes. Similarly, it should be that Shawwal also, Zulqa'dah, and even more now in the first 10 days of Zulhijjah. These 10 days have got much, much more greater significance. It comes in the Hadith Sharif, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Allah does not love to be worshipped more in any other days than the days of these 10 days of Zulhijjah. Allah Ta'ala takes qasam of these 10 days, wal fajr wa layalin ashr, the 10 nights of the days of the Zulhijjah. So Allah is so great, the greatest. Allah is unique, there is nobody like Allah. There is nothing that can match Allah in any way, but Allah is taking qasam. And where is Allah taking qasam? In the Quran Sharif. So let's just think about it. How great is not these words of Allah, that Allah is taking qasam. And in the Quran Sharif, Allah is taking qasam. And is taking qasam of these 10 nights of Zulhijjah. So this first 10 days and nights are so valuable that Allah is taking qasam of these 10 days and nights. So that should make it dawn upon us. And when Allah is giving so much importance and showing the value of this, their first 10 days of Zulhijjah, today is the first of Zulhijjah, think of myself and I don't even know it's Zulhijjah. I pay no attention to it. It means just like nothing. It's just another day that came, another day that went. Well, 10 days come and 10 days go. That should not be the case of a mu'min. Our attachment should be, our deen should be such that we appreciate this. And that Allah loves to be worshipped in just 10 days. So a person might think, I have to break the rocks and I have to move mountains from their place in order to make Allah happy. No, Allah is so kind and merciful. Allahu Akbar. As our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali explains, big people, wealthy people, well, big houses, even if they don't need it, 8 bedrooms, 10 bedrooms, the swimming pool, tennis court, gardens, big people for big, big houses. So Allah is the biggest. So Allah's house should be the biggest also. But Allah considered us and made His house very small. According to our thinking, if Allah should have to make His house, how big Allah is, then it should be from Makkah Sharif right till Jeddah. So big Kaaba Allah should have made. And then to make tawaf, how should we make tawaf? Considering us, Allah who is so big made His house so small, so that comfortably we can make our tawaf. Otherwise, one round of tawaf from Makkah to Jeddah, we must make. How should we manage that? So Allah in everything made it easy for us. Allah's ibadat is the great, just like the last hadith of Bukhari Sharif also, where Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Kalimatan, they are two great, great words. Khafifatan ala lisan, very easy to say on the tongue. Not jaw breakers, not tongue twisters. Very, very easy to say that. So a person would think when it's so easy, it's very cheap also. No value. No. Allah made it so cheap and easy. But very, very weighty in the scales on the day of Qiyamah. Its value is very, very great. And then together with that, Habibatan ila Rahman. Allah loves them also very, very greatly. Subhanallah alhamdulillah. Subhanallah al-Azim. Similarly, in these days, the ibadah should have been very difficult and hard. give up everything and just be making a heavy ibadah that you get exhausted and tired. No, just a matter of reading third kalima and fourth kalima. And that was the wazifa, not what one sheikh gave to his murid, the wazifa of every Nabi. They read this during these days. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wa allahu akbar. And the fourth kalima, la ilaha illallah, wahdahu la sharika la, lahu al-mulku wa lahu al-hamd, yuhyi wa yumeet, biyadihi al-khayr, wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadeer. A class one child also knows this. All of us still remember that. Just a matter of repeating it. While we walking, driving to work, we sitting, we waiting, shop is quiet, no customers. Busy ourselves with this. Read it as much as possible. So great are the rewards. Even just like that, a person who will read 100 times, in ordinary days the fourth kalima, Allah gives the reward of setting free 4 Arab slaves. Today there is great, great reward of setting a slave free. And this was Islam's majestic way of abolishing slavery. That for any small thing, set a slave free. So that sawab. You did something wrong, set a slave free. Your gunas maaf. Islam in a majestic way abolished slavery. And a person who today no slaves, do not wait even to free a slave. But you read this 100 times, you get the reward of freeing 4 Arab slaves. And during these days, the value is even much, much more greater. So we should engage ourselves with that ibadah. The rozas of these days, we can keep all 9, mashallah. If not, keep one day, miss one day. If not, keep for 2 or 3, but try our best to keep on the 9. That roza is even more valuable. Every day's roza is the sawab of 1 year's roza. So this is an occasion that we can point. Just like a businessman, December, he puts everything, nobody goes and keep his son's wedding on the 24th of December. That day, busy day, nobody makes a fishing trip to Namibia, that on the 20th to 24th December, we're going fishing. No, it's the season for business now. Everyone, this is the season for Allah's ibadah. This is the time to cash in. This is the time to coin now. And the reward of this year, of these rozas, and especially the 9th. And then the 9th again, and no big deal also. Not that you have to stay awake the whole night. Who cares? How much? MashaAllah. But just make your Isha with Jamaat, your Fajr with Jamaat also. The whole night's ibadah to pray. And each night's ibadah is equal to Laylatul Qadr. Ramzan, we don't know which is exactly Laylatul Qadr. Is it the 21st? Is it the 23rd? When we're on the 24th? We wonder, did I miss it already? Is it still coming? Yeah, every night guaranteed the sawab is of Laylatul Qadr. What great opportunity. Whatever little more ibadah we can do at night, read Qatar Supara more, read Durood Sharif more, read Toba Istighfar, make Toba, make 2-4 rakats, make Salatul Tasbih. Now, if nothing, make our Isha wal Jamaat, make our Fajr wal Jamaat, and we'll get all this reward. Then the night is the greatest. The sins of the past year and coming year are forgiven. Then comes the days of Qurbani, which is another, what a great occasion, the occasion of Qurbani. The sacrifice of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, of his son. Allah had come, when Ibrahim alayhi salam was 86 years old, Allah blessed him with his son Ismail alayhi salam. When he was 7 or 17, now Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is 93 or he is 103. At that time, Allah says, slaughter your son. And that time, he had no, Ishaq alayhi salam was born 13 years later. No support, and a father wants support. For everything he needs support. The mission that he carries on. We think, my shop, my son must carry on with my shop. My son must carry on with my business. Their business was not pure dunya, it was deen. And now that the son had come to that age, where physically he'll help his father. He will aid him. Allah gives the command, slaughter your son. And this was a test to see who do you love more, Allah or your son? Who doesn't love his son? And Allah gave us command to love him. Allah says in the Quran Sharif, وَبَنِينَ شُهُودًا, that your children who are present in front of you, there is a great ni'mat of Allah. And we should appreciate it. There are many people, one person recently, how many years, no contact with his son. He's a top man in the world, in the media business. But he just no contact, his son doesn't want to speak to him, no contact. Our children are with us. Appreciate it. They say, never talk about that. In the same way, وَجَعَلَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا وَجَعَلَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَزْوَاجِكُمْ بَنِينَ وَحَفَدًا. That Allah gave you children from your wives. Then Allah gave you grandchildren. It's a ni'mat of Allah. This should be appreciated. So all these ni'mats of Allah. So Ibrahim a.s. was his son. Ismail a.s. how much he loved him. But Allah wanted to test. And Allah said, slaughter your son. He tested his son. That Allah gave me this command. What do you say? What should I do? He said, ya, immediately, without a second thought, ya abatib'al ma'atikumah. Yeah, when tashkeel is made of us, 4 months, we find so much difficulty to pick up our hand. It only comes halfway. Then we don't even stand up. Yeah, immediately, not 4 months, not 40 days, my life to be given to Allah. Immediately, ya abati fa'alna tu'mar. Do what you have been commanded, I am ready. Then the whole story is long, which is very important for us to know and to bring into our lives. Finally, when he's slaughtering, he sharpens the knife at the instruction of his son. Ismail, a young boy, said that, oh my father, it's not an easy thing that you're going to slaughter me. Make your knife very sharp so quickly you can finish and pass this test. Blindfold yourself and blindfold me. If our eyes meet the love of father and son, maybe you change your mind again. And turn me on the other side so that you don't see my eyes also. In that way, then the knife is sharp, and every Nabi has been given the strength of at least 40 ordinary people. Their physical strength is so much. Our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was given the strength of 100 ordinary people. What strength they have. And with that power, he's now strong. And every Nabi, his body is made of the most delicate material. Not hard and tough like our skin, sometimes our feet. We don't look after our feet like elephant skin, it becomes hard. Sometimes the heels of people, we see how hard it becomes. But the Nabi is made of what the people's hearts are made. With that material, the bodies of the Anbiya are made. So light and so easy to slaughter through. And with that knife that is sharp, with his force, and eager to fulfill Allah's command. But Allah commanded the knife to become blunt. And not slaughter at all. He's putting his full command. And Allahu Akbar. Allama Anwar Shah Kashmiri Rahmatullah Alayhi, right? That Ibrahim Alayhi Salatu Wasalam was commanded by Allah Ta'ala, Inni Adbahuka. I am slaughtering you. Not Inni Zabahtuka. That I have slaughtered you. I am slaughtering you. And he slaughtered his son. He passed 100%. Allah did not command you must finish the slaughtering. The blood must, Allah said, you slaughter. And he slaughtered his son with all the things that will make the slaughter complete. He passed the test 100%. Then Allah Ta'ala said, that ram, in Tafsir al-Qurtubi, it is written from Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the ram that Habir, the son of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, when he had a fight with his brother, etc., and they had to present a qurbani, a sacrifice for Allah, he sacrificed this ram and it was accepted by Allah. And when it was accepted, Allah took it in Jannah. And it was alive in Jannah, it was grazing in Jannah till the time when this Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam event took place. Then Allah sent Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. And it comes in that Hadith Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates this narration. And he says that any person till the day of Qiyamah will make qurbani according to Ibrahim alayhi salam will get the sawab of actually slaughtering his son for the love of Allah. Who will really be able to slaughter his own son? But when you slaughter that sheep, that cow, that goat, whatever, you will get the sawab of slaughtering your own son by Allah. So this is the occasion Allah. And this is the qurbani fatihu biha nafsa. Open your heart and make qurbani. And we should listen also with our ears open. Maulana says that we must make qurbani of sheep. And we say, so you must buy sheep. We hear you must buy sheep. Don't buy sheep, buy sheep. فَقْرِيبُوا بِهَا نَفْسًا open your heart. But does it mean those who are the dealers must take advantage and put their prices up? They must also offer a service. So open our hearts, get engaged in the Qurbani. Slaughter out so much Sharia to woman, hukam, that if a woman can, she must slaughter with her own hand. If she can't, with due parda arrangements, she must witness her animal being slaughtered. In which there is another great, great teaching. A Muslim must be strong and he must be able to see blood flow. When the animals are slaughtered, many people are weak. Al-mu'minu al-da'if. Al-mu'minu al-qawi. Khayru min al-mu'min al-da'if. A mu'min must be strong. He must be positive. He mustn't be weak that you just see one drop blood, you faint. No, that must not be the condition of a Muslim. So Qurbani teaches us this also. So Allah has given us this great occasion, fully apply ourselves. The read up the kitabs on the good websites with the good information on this. Go to that instead of all the filth and dirt and gear ourselves up with what an occasion we are in, and then apply ourselves fully. May Allah let us benefit and get the maximum full spiritual benefit, and may Allah accept from us.